This is New England Public Radio. Races begin with words like, on your mark, get set, go. What is it that we're supposed to say when it's all done tomorrow night? I voted? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5. Our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the Statehouse News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
Tomorrow is Election Day. Early voting in Massachusetts ended on Friday. What are local elections officials, presumably, doing today to prepare for voters tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Well, today, you know, they did have a few days of between the close of early voting, which I think, unfortunately, for people who are hoping for huge turnouts, while we haven't seen the numbers yet, we did get that major storm, at least here on the East Coast, on the one weekend when early voting was supposed to transpire. So, you know, local election officials today are getting their polling locations ready and perhaps anticipating some pretty strong turnout if Massachusetts is going to look anything like what we're expecting to see across the country.
Voters will be weighing in on three statewide ballot questions. Number one, about nurse staffing. Number two, about Citizens United. And three, about transgender rights. Now, about the Citizens United question, the group called Mass Fiscal Alliance, who advocates for a no vote on two, that group appeared in court last week. Could you unpack why the proposed TV ads that they want to run on Fox News caused a stir?
Yeah, exactly. They were in federal court where they have filed a lawsuit, and they were seeking an injunction, hoping to run ads in advance of the election without adhering to some of the relatively new laws in Massachusetts governing political advertising, which basically say that if you're going to run an ad within 90 days of an election or you're going to mention a specific candidate, you have to have the chief executive of that group appear, take responsibility, and you also have to display the top five donors to the organization that's responsible for the ad. Mass Fiscal, which describes itself as a nonpartisan educational group, they just put out information, though that information tends to skew towards Republican candidates and targets Democrats in their races, as we have seen historically from that group. But technically, they are not advocating for any one candidate, and they think that they should be able to air these ads without having to pay for ad time that essentially the government has forced them to use. So this is a lawsuit that they are hoping to win in the long term, which could upend a law that Massachusetts lawmakers passed with Mass Fiscal in mind, hoping to unearth some of the donors behind this group that has rather quickly, I would say, become a pretty strong force in Massachusetts politics, at least at the local level.
Yeah, polls indicate there's very little chance of any change coming to the governor's office, and there aren't really that many contested legislative seats. Are you expecting any big changes at the State House after the election?
I mean, there is certainly going to be change. There are a lot of new faces coming to Beacon Hill no matter what, from retirements and other circumstances. There are some races we're watching, particularly if the blue wave is massive. There potentially are some Republicans who could be at risk. I mean, some of the races to watch, while incumbents perhaps still enjoy the benefits of being the elected official and being popular in their communities, Democrats in a Senate race on the South Shore have raised a lot of money in their race against Senator Patrick O'Connor. Senator Dean Tran has a challenge from a woman in North Central Massachusetts who he beat in a special election. She is running again in what was already a close race. And there are other races in the western part of the state where Susanna Whips Lee left the Republican Party, became an independent, has not yet run as an unaffiliated candidate, and is facing a Democratic challenger, also a race that we have our eye on.
Matt Murphy, reporter and associate editor with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, NEPR's weekly check-in at the Statehouse. It's also a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get yours or at nepr.net/podcast hub. ¶¶